USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused synagogue mass shooter Robert Bauer is due to face a judge today. A U.S. attorney saying during a news conference yesterday that Bowers is facing 29 charges after the mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue on Saturday killed 11 people. Four officers also hurt, three of them allegedly shot by Bowers. Here's Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff on Bowers and his history.
The social media posts are probably the best window into where this shooter was coming from, and their bile-filled and their frequent references to anti-Semitic slurs and different tropes about Jews.
Another group of migrants from El Salvador now heading to the United States as more than 300 people left their capital over the weekend. Meanwhile, a group of mainly Honduran migrants is still heading towards the U.S. and is currently in southern Mexico. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Mail bombing suspect Cesar Sayoc set to be in Miami, Florida federal court today for a hearing. Sayoc charged with sending pipe bombs to several high-profile individuals who've been critics of President Trump and criticized by President Trump. Sayoc allegedly mailed the bombs from Florida, but his case is being prosecuted in the Southern District of New York. Brazil elects a new president.
Far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro has been declared the winner with more than 99% of the ballots counted. The Supreme Electoral Tribunal says Bolsonaro has 55.5% of the vote. Fernando Haddad has 44.5%. Celebrations are now underway in Rio's Copacabana beach area, and crowds have gathered in Sao Paulo with banners and flags. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's a holiday for Red Sox Nation as the Sox beat the Dodgers last night in Game 5 to win the World Series. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Indonesian officials say 189 people were on board a low-cost airliner that went down off the coast hours ago. The Lion Air flight going down shortly after it took off from Jakarta on Monday morning local time. Some wreckage has already been found. Rescue crews are looking for any survivors, but there's no trace of any so far. Flight tracking service Flight Radar 24 shows the Lion Air jet was off the coast of Indonesia at an altitude of only 3,600 feet when it went out of contact. It was only in the air for about 13 minutes and had made a request to return to the airport. Total fundraising by the two Texas candidates for U.S. Senate is now over $100 million. As of Thursday, when the last paperwork was filed, Republican incumbent Ted Cruz had raised over $5 million for the month, Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke raising $8.5 million. It brings the total fundraising by the two to, again, over $100 million, about $103 million exactly, and that's not counting millions more raised by outside political groups. O'Rourke has raised more money than Cruz, but Cruz continues to lead O'Rourke by just a bit in the polls. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.